Where should we begin? Should we just let you talk about it?
I think I can. And again, thank you very much for this forum, because I'm speaking out to thousands and thousands of men across Dallas-Fort Worth.
Right.
And on the World Wide Web.
Right. That's right.
First of all, let's talk about gaseous experiences.
Gaseous experiences?
Gaseous experiences.
Okay.
Passing gas. The other F-bomb.
Right.
I would say in any grown man's life near 40 years old, we've all had at least 70 or 80,000 successful gaseous experiences.
Successful experiences.
I hearken this to an airline pilot. They have 70 or 80,000 successful landings.
Right.
And then one goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Well, some pilots make it all the way through with nothing wrong.
Many of them do.
Yeah.
Many of them do.
So you're telling us that you've had 70 or 80,000 successful passing gas experiences.
Well, let's talk to you.
Sure, I've had many successful ones.
Sure. Any American man has successful gaseous experiences, and we have pretty much a handle on our gaseous experiences. This story occurred about a month ago on a hot June day.
Okay.
In North Texas. And let me say, first of all, I think I'd been drinking a little too much apple juice.
All right.
Coming up to this particular situation.
All right, we'll note that.
I go to lunch. I'm going to pick my boss up some lunch as well. It's about 1 o'clock on a hot afternoon. I pick him up a big, steaming order of cheese fries that are in the front seat of my pickup.
Okay.
After leaving the restaurant, I decide I need to run into the grocery store real quick. So, as I pull up to the grocery store and proceed to hop out of my pickup, I go, I could relieve myself very quickly.
Of a gaseous thing.
You had to release.
Release. Release some gas.
Right.
Of which I did.
Which is nothing out of the ordinary for guys in a parking lot.
Right.
No, not at all. Except this time, after 72,000 successful gaseous experiences, I let what I thought was a normal one fly, take two steps out of my pickup, and realize something horribly had gone wrong. I felt a touch of moist.
Okay.
Between my cheeks.
I'm out.
This is something that maybe we think happens to only 2-year-olds or 4-year-olds or 8-year-olds, but
I have a small child under a year old.
Right.
And I have experienced firsthand that blowouts can indeed happen.
Right.
And I'm comfortable with that, but of course not with a grown man.
So right. Here you are, a grown man in a parking lot, and you've realized
you didn't land it.
That you didn't land it.
I'm realizing I ain't shooting blanks. There was a bullet in the chamber.
So what do you do at this point?
Well, again, it wasn't any bullet. It was a very watery consistency. Okay.
Now, how bad was the damage?
Okay. So I step out. I realize, okay, well, I can get back in my pickup, slip my khaki shorts off, and go commando into the grocery store.
Take right. Your underwear off.
It's then that I realize that I've had the full unobliterated leak through.
To the pants.
Outside the pants.
Oh, no!
I have an area about the size of a man's hand that has stained the outside of my khaki pants. There's no hiding.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go. Again, keep in mind, I have my boss's steaming cheese fries beside me in my pickup.
We're visiting with Embarrassing Story Anonymous Man.
Yes.
Who is telling us the most embarrassing thing that can happen to an adult male here on The Ticket.
I need to get back to work. I need to go in the grocery store. There's only one thing I can do. Look around to see if anybody has seen me, of which nobody had, thank
right.
goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That was my own little secret. Unfortunately, the only thing I could do was punt, and that is get in the pickup and drive my butt home and change clothes.
And the rest of your body, too.
Unfortunately, my wife is now a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, no.
So you had to explain to her what happened.
Well, no, you didn't have to do that.
Well, she's damn sure wondering why I'm walking in the house at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, he has to tell her something.
Well, couldn't you just say, I don't feel well, I just came home for a rest, or... I guess not.
No, again, by this point, it's been 20 minutes, I've thought about it, and I think our relationship, we're comfortable enough in our relationship that she can handle it.
You can't tell your
but
wife
it's, yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's still uncomfortable to talk about that with your girlfriend or wife.
You can talk about to your wife about anything, can't you, George? Is your yeah. marriage that unstable?
Yeah. No, it's not that unstable. No, it's not, anonymous man, but it's still uncomfortable.
Yes, it's uncomfortable, but what do? Do you go ahead and yank the Band-Aid off real quick, or do you subtly try to peel it back? So I walk in, and I tell my wife, I passed gas and I pooped my drawers. So deal with it.
Deal with it?
Why are you mad at her?
Yeah. Don't give.
She was fine about it. However, this morning when I got the phone call, she said, you cannot do this.
How could she be fine with her adult male husband who has fathered their child doing that to his drawers?
She must love me a whole lot.
I guess so.
She must love me a whole lot. Mm. So I changed pants. Got back to work. And what do you tell your boss when you get back to work?
Yeah, you've been gone for, what 2 hours?
Yeah, what about the cheese fries?
I had an emergency. I had to go home.
That's what you said? Did that fly?
My boss understood my problem.
You told your boss what happened?
I had to.
You did not!
There is only a small handful of people that I have let this secret out to. People that I could trust.
Uh-huh.
And now I've let it out to several thousand ticket listeners. And yep. they understand my plight because they've been there.
You literally let it out.
But now, every gaseous experience I have, I remember back to a hot summer day some 35 days ago. And I am extremely careful, and that's my message to all ticket heads.
Right.
Be extremely careful.
And this is something that does not just happen to children. This happens to adults.
This can happen to you. So and, please beware.
And your advice is to just be upfront about it and to tell the people you love the most exactly what you did to your pants.
Yes, or always carry an extra pair of boxers and shorts in the car.
Anonymous man, at what point did you want a do-over? Right after you realized that there was a dirty mess?
There was no going back. Once it started, I had to complete the process.
Hey, was the most insulting thing the whole process, the fact that you had this order of cheese fries dogging you?
I felt bad for my boss.
Yeah.
But he gulped them down.
Oh, he ate them.
No big whoop. Oh.
So you warned him that that's the way they'd been carried.
I felt it was my obligation.
So close to this disaster.
Yes.
Well, I have to say, you are one brave man to come on this radio station anonymously and tell this story.
You gave me your word because I could be recognized
mm-hmm.
within the workplace,
mm-hmm.
within the community, within my church.
Yeah, have you told anybody at your church about this story?
Of course. course not.
Okay. That's
nobody knows.
Best. That's best, I think.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for not allowing Gordon to be a part of this interview.
Well, he was trying.
Yeah, we did our best. Well, best of luck
it's
to
not
you.
Not me on the phone. I want to make that clear. This is not me doing a character.
Yeah, this is not a character. We are completely 100% honest with the P1s this morning. This is a true story. Is that right, Anonymous Man?
It is a true story, and I know, at least I have the guts to tell my story as a public service to all men everywhere, because I know this happens.
Yes.
And I understand, and it's completely normal.
So don't feel like you're a weirdo or an outcast if it happens to you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. And please, watch your consumption of fruity drinks.
You blame apple juice.
It rifled right through me.
Frito is getting so freaked out here.
All right, Anonymous Embarrassing Story Man, thank you very much. And I know there are many P1s that thank you this morning for your honesty.
Thank you, Musers. It's been an eye-opening experience for me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need...
Okay.
We were fine until that.
Didn't have to do that. All right. Well, that was a true story, 100% true story.
Change my diaper.
That gentleman approached us and wanted to go on the air only if we would hide his identity and tell that story. And I think we did the listeners a service.
Yeah,
morning.
I think so, too.
I'm a Cliff listener now. I just switched.